Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on August 25th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. John Carpe, president of the Calgary-based Justice Centre for Constitutional Freedoms, and fellow Alberta lawyer Randall J. Cameron have received lifetime suspensions from practicing law in Manitoba and were each ordered to pay a $5,000 fine following a Law Society of Manitoba disciplinary hearing Monday. The fine and sanctions follow complaints that Carpe hired a private investigator to surveil a judge hearing a case involving COVID-19 public health orders. Carpe and Cameron were both accused by the LSM of failure to treat the court with candour, fairness, courtesy and respect, as well as undermining public respect for the administration of justice and breach of integrity. Carpe has taken full responsibility for his actions and has accepted the penalty imposed by the Law Society of Manitoba, says a news release issued by the JCC after the hearing. Cameron, a Calgary-based lawyer who has worked with the JCC, said he was not involved in hiring the investigator but had known about it. The incoming dean at Osgoode Hall Law School at York University says the legal profession is at a critical juncture. Trevor Farrow, who takes over the role September 1st, says that while the profession recognises the need for change, the school must also work to create future lawyers who understand the need for access to justice for all. He adds that the school must also reflect the diversity of Canada.
The profession itself is working hard at breaking down barriers, looking at inclusion, working hard at decolonization, and we see our goal not just within our building, but as a strong partner in that future legal profession, in helping to the profession itself to achieve its goals of diversity and inclusion.
Intellectual property law firms Smart & Biggar and Rideout & Maybe LLP say their expected merger at the end of September will allow clients to access a deeper pool of IP experience. The two firms announced last week that they're combining under the Smart & Biggar brand. The firm has offices in Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, Ottawa and Calgary, while Rideout & Maybe has offices in Toronto, Ottawa and Burlington. Established in 1893, Rideout & Maybe has 30 lawyers and 60 legal and business support staff. Smart & Biggar, founded in 1890, has over 100 lawyers, patent and trademark agents, and 235 legal and business services employees. Organisations are under growing pressure to verify that not only are they meeting demands for environmental, social and governance standards, but their supply chains are following suit. Often the greatest ESG risk exposure that a business faces results from their supply chain, which can expose a company to hidden ESG liability. As supply chain legislations grow and Canadian businesses prepare for the proposed Fighting Against Forced Labour and Child Labour in Supply Chains Act, legal departments often play a leading role in guiding their organisations to ensure compliance. Celestica Inc., a Toronto-based multinational design, manufacturing and supply chain solutions company, works with thousands of suppliers that provide raw components, so having careful systems in place to monitor the supply chain is key. Canadian lawyer spoke with Robert Ellis, Chief Legal Officer and Senior Vice President of Sustainability and Compliance at Celestica.
So making sure that you've got a good, robust process for exchanging information and being able to audit the standards to make sure they're being complied with is extremely important, right? Just setting a target isn't good enough. We need to make sure that in order to comply with those SEC requirements, for instance, that we do have third-party audit quality data to make sure that this isn't just an aspirational goal. These are actually meaningful goals that are being carefully tracked and monitored, both internally as well as with third-party validation. So those, for instance, are ones where I absolutely embrace them, because they mean that it avoids greenwashing by forcing a lot of discipline behind reporting and tracking.
Ellis will be speaking at the ESG Summit in Canada on October 12th at the Delta Hotel Toronto. You'll find the link in the show notes. Canadian lawyer recently spoke with Peter Alvinen, chair of Miller Thompson. He spoke about how many staff are working in a hybrid arrangement, which allowed the firm to grow while still saving costs on space.
42% of our staff are working in some sort of formally approved hybrid working arrangement. That's, you know, a lot of law firms talk about caring for their people and doing things to support their mental health and things of that nature. And I'm really proud of the fact that we have done this, because I think it has really improved the quality of the working life of our employees. And it's really walking the walk when it comes to this whole subject of mental health in the legal profession. And as a result of the fact that we have so many people working in the hybrid area, We have, over the last couple of years, and I should say the hybrid working model, not area, over the last couple of years, we've renewed a bunch of our leases across the country. And this has allowed us to reduce our space in most locations by somewhere between 15 and 20%, despite the fact that our plans are to grow the firm. And so, you know, what we're really seeing is the evolution of the way that legal firms or law firms are operating.
He also spoke about the firm's recent rebrand and how that fits with its strategic direction.
So the last time we did a rebranding was 7 years ago. And if I look back on that, it seems like it was a lifetime ago. And the firm has changed dramatically over that seven-year period. You know, the firm has kind of adopted a focus on becoming one of the leading business law firms in Canada. You know, we've been beefing up our corporate M&A securities groups. The firm, you know, has improved the quality of the work that we've done vastly over that seven-year period and the quality of the clients that we've been serving. And, you know, we've come through the pandemic, and as we have emerged out of the pandemic, you know, marketing on social media, for example, is far more important than it was probably prior to the pandemic. And if you looked at our logo, the colors, things of that nature, they really didn't stand out. And so the reason that we did this now was to try to, you know, stand out from the crowd in terms of various social media platforms and the marketing that goes on those platforms. And also when you talk to the experts in terms of the color schemes and things of that nature.
Krishna Saravanamutu was recently called to the bar and says he looks forward to climbing the steep learning curve of developing a criminal defence practice. As someone whose legal work will focus on helping clients whose charter rights have been violated by police, his life experience has already facilitated some of that learning.
I started thinking about becoming a lawyer when I was a teenager. I came to Canada as a refugee. My family and I, we came from war-torn Sri Lanka. And I grew up in a metro community housing project in Toronto. And, you know, neighborhoods like the one I grew up in often are struggling with things like abject poverty, mental health issues, and policing. And so, you know, I thought that, especially growing up and witnessing firsthand the type of kind of racialized policing that's so common to low-income black and brown neighborhoods in the city, I thought that I wanted to learn to use the tools of the law to advocate on people, on behalf of people that are just like me, and advocate alongside them as well.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.